Well, my friends, I'm really grateful for this blessed opportunity to pray with you, wherever it is that you may be, and to celebrate Mass for you this morning. But I have to tell you that this almost didn't happen. Not because of technology, not because of illness, but rather because this morning I came upstairs and I was going to come in to the chapel, and it was dark here this morning, and I almost wiped out this entire setup here. Well, there could have been two easy answers. Either I could have moved the stuff, or I could have turned on a light. How many of you have had your plans wiped out at this time? Somewhere that you wanted to be, something that you wanted to do, someone that you wanted to see. What's the answer? Well, I think perhaps St. Paul gave us an answer in the second reading today. We began the reading with these words from St. Paul: "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." When I first read it, I thought it was a mistake. I thought it should have said, "You were once in darkness, but now you are in light." But that's not St. Paul's words. He said, "You once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." In other words, you're still going to be in darkness, but you don't have to be darkness. Perhaps I couldn't move these things. Perhaps you can't change your difficult circumstances right now. You might still be in darkness, but you don't have to be darkness. Or as you've heard me say earlier, we may be helpless, but we're not hopeless. So how have you been light for someone during these days? For some people, it has been a renewed connection with family. More time around the dinner table. More time in conversation, talking to someone that maybe you haven't talked to in ages. For some, it has been a renewed connection with God. Reading our book on discipleship from the cathedral, going to confession, or just praying more than you used to pray before these days. Or for some, it has been a renewed connection with charity, including those who supported our loaves and fishes on Friday, which was really a blessed time, both for those who shared what they had and for those who received what they needed. Now, you might be saying, "Boy, to be honest, I'm not sure that I've really been light in these days, and perhaps the darkness has gotten the best of me." What did Jesus say at the end of our gospel? "I came into this world so that those who do not see might see." So have courage. Don't be discouraged. And besides, if you haven't been a light in these days, I have news for you. For better or worse, you've been given an extension indefinitely. We may be in darkness for some time, but we don't have to be darkness. Together and with the Lord, we can be light.